Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews kill another Hebrew, this becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
The clock is counting down, please tell me what you're gonna do. Just being a witness, giving attention to the truth. They conspire to hide the identity from you. Many are offended, we exposing how they do you.
They don't love us as a whole, they don't love us. It's a small remnant of them that got some love for us. Love not an emotion, it's defined by the word. Read 1 Corinthians 13, been observed. Love always rejoice when justice is won. Cops killing Hebrews, there been no justice from one. If your soul don't ache, then you're faking the fun. All that love is undone. See, they thought that we was done.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews kill another Hebrew, this becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Tell me where your conscience go when you came to this land. Ship look like a bunch of sardines sitting in the can. Some say that they African, others say American. Or they slap them both together, look at how we join the hands. This one for my ancestors under the attack. Picking cotton in the sun, long hours breaking sweat. Fly to me with Section 8, dump me in them projects. Imagine that, they just trying to keep the yoke up on our neck. But you found out you a brute, not another project. Why we curse? Cause our fathers tweaked and broke the contract. Let's reverse all these curses and continue being blessed. Kumbaya, hear ya, how we come by ya, I'm no longer distressed.
They never seen me coming, young Israelite soldier. Knew that I would do something big when I got older. Turning up the heat, I feel this world has got colder. Every single burden, I just let it off my shoulder.
America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Five old slave catchers, leave a brew missing. Other nations live comfortably and feel no conviction. America, home of the witches, frontin' like they brave, they just slaves to the riches. Hebrews kill another Hebrew, this becoming a tradition. Our own nation living turmoil with no repentance.
Boom, shalom. Welcome to another episode of Israel Now Radio Show. This is your host, Yahshua. Just wanted to, again, just welcome everybody to the show, Israel Now Radio. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Most High, Yahweh. And just a couple of announcements. Again, just wanted to let everybody know the men's conference is coming up in a couple of weeks, Cincinnati, Ohio. So just make sure you make it there, all the men in the surrounding areas, all over the country, all over the world, if you can make it, you know. So definitely the men's conference should be very good, very, very powerful. So definitely try to make it if you can. All right, the men's conference, the dates will be the 21st and the 22nd of December. That's Friday and then the Sabbath day, okay? Also, we have a Midwest brew out coming up in February. Make sure you definitely make that as well. That will be February the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. All right, and just look at our Facebook page. We're going to continuously share the details of both of these events all the time. So you should be able to go to Israel Now Facebook page and check out these things and check out the events that's coming up and get the details from there. All right, but I'm going to go into another song and then come right back, and then we'll get into the scriptures for today.
Gonna go, who you gonna run to? Run, run, pin the family against you. I know where to go, y'all the only one to run to. Run, 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 the enemy trying to catch you. Where you gonna go, who you gonna run to? Run, run, pin the family against you. I know where to go, y'all the only one to run to.
You claim you raise your kids right. What does that matter if they don't know Yahuwah shot? Not keeping the Sabbath, still you looking down, standing on your degrees. When it all falls down, you'll wish you listened to me. I told you out of love, love you like a brother, concerned about your soul, your Christian ways uncovered. Who you really are, since you know, tell me this, who you pray to, who are you following? You reject what I teach you, you have felt a lesson, generous to yourself. Lock in your own blessings. I pray for you a clean heart. Open up your eyes. Separate from this world. You are running out of time.
Run, run, run. The enemy's trying to catch you. Where you gonna go? Who you gonna run to? Run, run. Pin the family against you. I know where to go. Y'all the only one to run to. Run, run, run. The enemy's trying to catch you. Where you gonna go? Who you gonna run to? Run, run, pin the family against you. I know where to go, y'all the only one to run to.
Your arrogance is ignorant, think you know everything. Stuck in pagan traditions, living a life of sin. You continue out of comfort, lacking spiritual growth. Now I feel distance from those I love most. He told me this would happen. I am not surprised, I see I lack your respect. You question what I have advised. You claim you read the Bible, then please read it again. Unless you peeped a loophole through your peephole lens. After you learn the truth, there's no sacrifice to sin. Standing outside the gate, you watching me going in. Not popular opinion, see I go against the trend. I must make my calling short, even if I go against my kin.
Run, 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 the enemy's trying to catch you. Where you gonna go? Who you gonna run to? Run, run, pin the family against you. I know where to go, y'all the only one to run to. Run, 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 the enemy's trying to catch you. Where you gonna go? Who you gonna run to? Run, run, pin the family against you. I know where to go, y'all the only one to run. Cold-blooded was the approach, that's the charge. When no love is given, to return is kinda hard. What a woman sow, she shall surely reap. When emotions get high, be careful what you speak. Blessed are the meek, don't mistake that as weak. Been consistent for a while, I feel I'm about to reach my peak. Picasso with the words, you painted a bad pic. Tried to carry your baggage, your luggage was full of bricks. Unforgiveness, sheesh, proud for the state of least. The pain is still mean, cause you had nothing to do with me. I know the antidote, trust y'all, keep the Sabbath. Your deliverance here, reach out and grab it.
All right, so again, shalom, shalom, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Shalom to the listening audience. So today, I wanted to talk about a little bit dealing with some of the details of the Sabbath day, some of the details of the seventh-day Sabbath. Some keep it Friday night to Saturday night. Some keep it sunrise on Saturday to sunset Saturday. Some keep it Sunrise Friday till all the way through until the through the night portion of the Saturday, all the way until the morning time, to where the sun rises on what we would call a Sunday. All right. So some keep it like that. These are the three different ways, not dealing with the lunar Sabbath or anything like that. But these are the three different ways that in Israel right now today that people keep the Sabbath day. Again, it's from Friday at sunset until Saturday at sunset, or Saturday sunrise to sunset, or the third one is Saturday sunrise until the sunrise Sunday morning. All right, so we want to examine the scriptures, go through the scriptures, see if we can glean some information from the scriptures on which one of these should we be doing. Of course, we're going to use scriptures. We may throw in a little bit of ancient Hebrew and ancient Hebrew words, what they mean, definition, things like that. And that's pretty much it. And arriving to the conclusion of this topic or the conclusion of this matter. A lot of people are using their own studies, and maybe they have tapped into some modern Hebrew, or maybe even tapped into, you know, something else. But we're going to use the ancient Hebrew that Moses actually wrote in when we are concerned in this matter, which is also known as the Paleo Hebrew. We're not talking about the modern Hebrew in use today. We're not talking about the pictographic Hebrew, which is pictures. We're not talking about that either. None of the scriptures were written, even though that pictographic Hebrew is a old language. None of our scriptures were originally written in that language. So we're going to use the Hebrew language. Our scriptures, a lot of our scriptures, not all, a lot of our scriptures was originally written in. What scriptures was originally written in Hebrew? Ancient Hebrew or Paleo Hebrew? The Torah, for one, Genesis to Deuteronomy, all of the Psalms, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, all of these books during this time period before we experienced the Babylonian captivity, before we experienced the Assyrian captivity, all these different writings were written in ancient Hebrew or Paleo Hebrew. Then even after that, we still retained it in certain ways. But all right, so if we get into the scriptures, I want to go to Exodus chapter 20, and we'll start at verse 8. So Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8. This very simple statement has taken everybody for a loop in Israel. This very simple statement, our people has run all over the place with the conclusion of what this statement means, what this statement is saying. What is the time period? When is it? Exodus 20 and 8. It simply says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. All right, we all know we're supposed to keep it. That's not an argument among conscious Israel, at least not for most. All right, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So the Almighty is telling us a time period to keep holy. What did the Almighty call that time period? He called that time period day. What is the ancient Hebrew word there? Yawam. Did the Almighty say remember the Sabbath night to keep it holy? No. Did the Almighty say remember the Sabbath day and night to keep it holy? No. Did the Almighty say, remember the Sabbath evening and morning to keep it holy? It's not written there. The Almighty said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So the obvious question is, to the ancient Israelite language, which is ancient Hebrew, in an ancient Israelite mind state, in an ancient Israelite culture, what is a day? In order for us to keep that time period holy, what is a day? Because you can go all around the world, and many cultures have their own definition of a day. All right? We even have some brothers, this part I forgot to mention, some Israelites even still are keeping it 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday. Winter, summer, spring, and fall, no matter what time the sun goes down. There's still a few people that's doing it that way. Not very many, but a few. 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday. Okay. So, again, The obvious question is, what is a day? All right, when we simply look up this word day in ancient Hebrew, we're going to find that it comes from the ancient Hebrew word yawam, spelled with three letters, a yod, a wah, and a mem. All right, yod, wah, mem, yawam. All right, a lot of people in modern Hebrew will pronounce it yom. We're talking about the same word. The correct pronunciation from ancient Hebrew is yawam. But what does that word mean? What is the definition of that word? The meaning of that word is sunrise to sunset. 12 hours comprise one day. That is the direct definition of that word. That's what that word means. Nowhere in that definition in ancient or Paleo Hebrew is the word night there. Can it be considered even part of the nighttime or anything like that? It means 12 hours comprise one day from sun rising to sunsetting. Therefore, if we go back to the command and the Almighty specifically told us, remember the Sabbath, yawam, and yawam means 12 hours, sunrise to sunset, to keep it holy, then that's exactly what we do. We did exactly what Yah commanded us to do. We didn't add to it, and we didn't take away from it. Don't add to, don't take away. All right? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, where the Almighty will expressly let us know this. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. So, don't add to, don't take away. And when we do that, we will be keeping the Sabbath from the time the sun rises on the seventh day, which on this calendar we call Saturday, to the time that the sun sets on the seventh day. All right, Deuteronomy 4 says, I'll just read verse 2. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you. That's what we have to do. Don't add to it, nor take away from what the Almighty commanded us. And the Almighty just commanded us to remember what time period? Yawam, sun rising to sun setting on the Sabbath day. All right? Very, very clear. All right? The problem is most of our people are not using ancient Hebrew. Most of them don't know it. Most of them don't have ancient Hebrew dictionaries in order to verify these things. They're using modern Hebrew. And in modern Hebrew, the same word is going to tell you it's from sunrise to sunset, 12 hours. And then it's going to say this is the part they added because it is not in ancient Hebrew. The part they added, then it says, or a full 24 hours. Now you're left to try to determine, well, which one is it? Is it 12 hours or is it 24 hours? You know what I mean? So that's what we're dealing with when we're concerned in that. So we know that modern Hebrew was not the language that the scriptures was written in originally. Modern Hebrew is not the language of our forefathers. None of our scriptures was written in ancient Hebrew. Not the Torah, not the prophets, not the writings, not the gospels, not the epistles of Paul, not the book of Revelation. None of the New Testament, none of the Apocrypha, none of the Old Testament, Jasher, Jubilees, Enoch, none of these books were originally written in modern Hebrew. All right. So with that being said, let's go to the book of John, chapter 11. I'm going to read verse 9 and 10. John, the 11th chapter. The 9th and the 10th verse. Yahweh Shah answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no night in him. So again, Yahweh Shah was speaking, and he's letting you know what a day is. Are there not 12 hours in a day? That's the exact same thing the ancient Hebrew says. There are 12 hours in a day. Now, when he said day 2,000 years ago, what Hebrew word did he use? Yawam. So he's giving you the definition of the same Hebrew word that's written in Exodus 20 and 8. There are 12 hours in a day from sun rising to sun setting. All right? So Yahweh Shah is letting us know what a day is here. Then he also defined it by saying, if any man walk in a day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. What is the light of this world? He's talking about he don't stumble because the sun is up and you can see. You don't stumble in the daytime. You stumble at night when it's dark and you can't see. You can't see right in front of you. That's all he's talking about. But, of course, he's going to give a spiritual understanding, a spiritual precept on top of this parable, on top of this saying, what he's saying. But he's also giving us the direct physical manifestation of what a day is. All right? That's what he's giving us as well. So a day is meaning daylight. All right? It's meaning daylight. That's what a day is. So if he says there are 12 hours in a day here, and the same Hebrew word was used, yawam, which is used in Exodus 20 and 8. There are 12 hours in a day, i.e., therefore, we keep the Sabbath just as commanded to. All right, just as we was commanded to. Now, if the Almighty wanted us to keep the seven-day Sabbath for a whole 24-hour period, what would the Most High say it according to Scripture? Keep it day and night, right? Or the Almighty would have said evening and morning, which represents the night and represents the day. Or the Almighty could have said, keep it from one evening to the next evening. All of those sayings represent a 24-hour period. All of those sayings represent a 24-hour period. All right? But just by saying Yawam in and of itself does not represent a 24-hour period. Yawam means day or daylight. Yawam does not represent a 24-hour period. Yawam represents the daylight or represents a 12-hour period. The only time Yawam represents a 12-hour period is when the word day or Yawam was previously attached to the night. And we're going to go over that. And it was never attached to the night for the seventh day. All right? So if the Almighty wanted us to keep the Sabbath for a full 24-hour period, what would have been stated in the law? Remember the Sabbath day and night to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath evening and morning to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath from one evening to the next evening to keep it holy. These are undoubtedly 24-hour periods that includes the night. So, again, let's show you where the Almighty expressly told us to keep a certain day for 24-hour periods, and you see how this is written. Let's go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. And I'm going to start reading at the 26th verse, Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 26. And I'll read down to about verse 32. It says, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, also, in the tenth day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh." So this is talking about the day of atonement. All right? Verse 28. "And ye shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings." All right, and I'm paying very close attention to the 32nd verse. Again, this whole thing is dealing with the Day of Atonement. All right, verse 32. "It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest." The Day of Atonement is a Sabbath, no matter if it falls on the first day of the week, the second day of the week, the third day, or the fourth day, all the way to the seventh day of the week. This is a special day. All right, and the Most High said, "It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even unto even shall ye celebrate your Sabbath." So when it comes to the Day of Atonement, the Almighty told us to keep that specific day. From even unto even shall we celebrate our Sabbath. Nowhere will we read that concerning the weekly seventh-day Sabbath. This is for the Day of Atonement. We shall keep it from even unto even. Well, what is even? What does the even mean? The even mean when the sun sets. So when the sun goes down, you start keeping it. all the way until the next day when the sun goes down, you start keeping it. That's a full 24-hour period. That was very clear, self-explanatory. From one even, which is when the sun set, until the next evening when the sun set. Full 24-hour period, because when the sun sets the first evening, you come into the whole nighttime portion. All right, and depending on what time of year it is, the nighttime could be 12 hours, 11 hours, 10 hours, whatever it is, right? And then the sunrise in the morning, and you finish out that whole day, that whole sunrise period, which is probably another 12 hours, again, depending on the season that we're in, winter, summer, spring, and fall, and the winters in the northern hemisphere, the days are shorter. But either way, it's going to add up to a 24-hour period. All right, and then when the sun rises, another 12 hours, and then when that sun sets, that's the next evening, and it's over. That's a 24-hour period. Very clear, very self-explanatory. But why wasn't this written like this in Exodus 20 and 8? Because these are not talking about the same time periods. One said day, and another said from one evening to the next evening, which is a 24-hour period. All right, because the Almighty never commanded us to keep the Sabbath day for a 24-hour period. It's a day to worship the Most High. It's a day to have a feast together. It's a day to have a holy convocation. Now, it's a day for us to teach the word to the Almighty's people. It's a day to do all of these things wrapped in that time period. The Almighty did not start it in the night before and everybody's sleeping for 8 and 12 hours. Everybody's sleeping most of that time. We're sleeping on the Most High, you know? So that's that's how we understand these scriptures. We pretty much let the scripture speak. We letting the scripture speak. We going into the original Hebrew and pulling out the original meanings of these words and the original definitions. And the words of the Messiah is backing up this original definition of the Hebrew. All right. So let's go to Genesis. And I'm going to skim through a little bit of Genesis chapter 1 because this is the main part and the main place that people go where they make a mistake. Our conversation tonight is about the seventh day. Our conversation is about the seventh day of the week. All right. But the problem is every time people try to tell you to keep it on Friday night and they tell you that the time period that you were commanded to keep, notice what I'm saying. The time period that we were commanded to keep, they try to tell you that that time period that we were commanded to keep starts Friday night. And when they do that, they go to scriptures about the first day of the week, and they go to scriptures about the second day of the week, and the third day of the week, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth day of the week. They don't go to the scriptures about the seventh day of the week. They only go to the scriptures about days 1 through 6, or they go to scriptures, which I just read, concerning the Day of the Atonement. But they don't go to scriptures concerning the seventh day of the week. All right, the scriptures we use to support when we keep the Sabbath are talking about the seventh day of the week. And we're going to get into why this is a little different as well, why this is different. All right, so Genesis 1. Verse number 3. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. All right? The Most High said, let there be light, and there was night. Look at verse 4. And Elohim saw the light, that it was good. And Elohim divided the light from the darkness. That's very important. The light was divided from the darkness. Okay? Then in verse 5, and Elohim called the light day. So what is the light called? The light is called day. So again, the light is called day. That's what the ancient Hebrew definition says. That's what the words of Yahawashah said. The light is called day. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The light is called day. So where do we keep the Sabbath? When it's light. When it's daylight. All right, so verse 5 says, and Elohim called the light day. And the darkness he called night. So when it is dark, that is called night. We never read, remember the Sabbath night to keep it holy. We only read, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And the day is called light, or the light is called day. All right, now check this out. This is the part that everybody is confused about. But there should be no confusion. Just read it. Use the proper definitions of these words. and it is what it is, let it speak for itself. And the evening and the morning were the first day. So what does that mean? It means exactly what people think it means. The evening, which represents the nighttime, and the morning, which represents the day period, were the first day. Why did he say that? Because previously the Almighty divided the light from the dark. But for the first day of the week, the Almighty brought them back together. The Almighty united the darkness and the light. But you can't use this to substantiate the seventh day of the week. You can only let the scripture speak for itself. All right? So let's drop down to verse 8. And Elohim called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. So do I believe and do we teach that the first day of the week started in the evening? Yes. We teach that the second day of the week starts in the evening? Yes, we just read it here. Because the word evening does mean night. All right? The Hebrew word is orab, and it means dusk, and it means night. In ancient Hebrew, it means to grow dark, and it means to be dark. So it does mean night, and it does include the night. All right? The evening and the morning were the second day. All right, let's drop down to verse 13. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Seeing the same thing again. These days are starting in the evening. The evening and the morning were the third day. Drop down to verse 19. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. All right, drop down to verse 23. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Let's drop down to verse 31. And Elohim saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Days 1 through 6 are starting in the evening. And then the morning comes. All right? And it's still that day. And then when the next evening comes, the next day starts. Okay? Now, chapter 2, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. Notice nothing about the evening here. The Almighty rested on the seventh day. Verse 3. And Elohim blessed the seventh day. He didn't bless the seventh evening and morning. He didn't bless the seventh day and night. He blessed the seventh day. It's the same Hebrew word, yawam, that means sunrise to sunset. What did he bless? The seventh day, sunrise to sunset. And sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. So he blessed the seventh day. He did not bless the seventh night. So when you come into the sixth day and you have evening and morning, and then the sun sets, and people are going to say, well, what is that? What is that called? Some people in the listening audience right now thinking, well, what is that called? It is the seventh night, because the night comes first. But we're not commanded to keep the seventh night. The seventh night is a preparation time. You're preparing for the seventh day, all right? You get your stuff prepared. You get your food prepared, because the Sabbath is a feast, all right? You can set out your clothes, get your good garments together, you know what I mean, and come to prepare to meet the Most High and to meet your brother and your sister and to have a good time. You could do those things. For those that are married, do not become unclean during the seventh night so that you won't be unclean when you come to the holy convocation. And when I'm saying become unclean, anything that you can help. Some uncleanness we know we can't help. So husbands shouldn't lie with their wife on the seventh night, which we call Friday night on the Gregorian calendar, all right, because you won't be clean until the next evening after you wash. So you don't want to do that on that particular night. So it's just all about preparing for the Sabbath day, preparing for the time that the Almighty blessed and sanctified. Now one's going to say, well, why is the Almighty time shorter and why the other day starting the evening? Because the scripture says, do not add nor take away from what I commanded you. So all we did was read the script. We didn't add to it. We didn't take away. And some people think, well, that's just a coincidence. He didn't say evening and morning is the seventh day. But he really meant our evening and morning was the Sabbath day, the time we're supposed to keep holy. But he really meant that. All right. That's what a lot of people are thinking. All right. So again, the Almighty is very precise in these commandments that he give us. The Almighty said what he mean. all right, in these scriptures. And again, remember, the Almighty didn't speak to Moses in these dark speeches. The Almighty spoke to Moses exactly what he wanted us to do. Nowhere will we find the night portion attached to the time period that we're supposed to keep holy when it comes to the seventh day, when it comes to the Sabbath day or the seventh day. The nighttime is not attached to any of the commandment to that's the part to keep holy. All right. So what else do we have? If I go to the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 14, just so I can set this up. Give me a second. Let me get here. Book of Jude, chapter 1, and the 14th verse. All right. So it says, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. So Enoch prophesied and said, the Lord is coming, or the Messiah is coming, with 10,000s of his saints. So where did Enoch say that? He said it in the book of Enoch. All right. So let's go to the book of Enoch. Since Jude can read from the book of Enoch, then we can read from the book of Enoch. So in the book of Enoch, I'm not actually going to read that part where that was prophesied, because that's not what I need concerning what we're dealing with tonight. But in the book of Enoch, we're in the book of the secrets of Enoch. All right. And in this chapter, it describes, just as it does in Genesis, and I didn't read all of what the Almighty did on each day, but it describes what the Almighty did and made, you know, on each day, on the first day through the sixth day, just as it does in Genesis. So I'm going to go through here, and I'm going to just point out the different times where each day had passed by in this book, just like I did in Genesis, because I want everybody to see something. All right, so we're in the book of the secrets of Enoch, and this actually doesn't, the book that I have, it doesn't have chapter and verses, so I can't give you the chapter and verses in this particular one. It's just a written script. It's not broken down in chapter and verses. All right, but it says, I'm going to just start at this point. It says, and I created seven circles from inside and made the water like wet and dry crystals, like glass. And I made a circle of waters and other elements. And I showed each one its road, and I ordered the movement of each of the seven stars in its heaven. And I saw that it was good, and separated the light from the darkness, just as he said in Genesis. So this is the same time period what the Almighty is talking about. Then he separated the light from the darkness, and I told the light to be day and the darkness to be night. So again, the same thing in Genesis. He told the light to be day and the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, and it was day one. Okay, so I'm going to drop down. Not going to read the rest. Then it says, then it became evening, and then it became morning, and it was the second day. All right, then when I drop down again, then I created the heavens, and it was the third day. All right, then I drop down again, and it says, then came evening and came morning, and it was the fourth day. All right, so we're seeing the pattern here. When I drop down, also in the book of the secrets of Enoch, then evening came and morning came, and it was the fifth day. Drop down a few more verses. After the Almighty did what he did, then it says, then evening came and morning came, and it was the sixth day. All right, and as I continue to drop down, when we get to the seventh day, just as we've seen in the book of Genesis, there was no coincidence that the Almighty never united the night with the dark, the day with the darkness for the seventh day. Most people don't understand that because they don't understand the spirituality of the Sabbath day. They don't understand what the Sabbath day, the fulfillment of the Sabbath day is. Totally. They don't understand what the fulfillment of it is. They don't understand the spiritual precept of the Sabbath day and what the Sabbath is actually looking forward to, and the reason why the Almighty did not unite the darkness with the seventh-day Sabbath, which we're going to get into. All right, but as I drop down, and now the Almighty is talking about the seventh day, in the book of the Secrets of Enoch, it says, "And I bless all my creatures, visible and invisible. And Adam was 5.5 hours in paradise. And I bless the seventh day, the Sabbath on which I rested from all my works." Notice, again, just as in the book of Genesis, the book of Enoch also tells the creation story, what the Almighty did on days 1 through 6. And just as in Genesis, there is no mention of evening and morning was the seventh day in Genesis. There is no mention of evening and morning was the seventh day in the book of the Secrets of Enoch. Why? Because it's not a coincidence. Every word of Yahweh is pure. It is a shield unto them. So every word of the Almighty is pure. So what am I saying? I'm saying that the Almighty, that was intentionally left out because the Almighty did not unite the darkness with the light for the seventh day. But why? Why didn't the Almighty unite the darkness with the light when we're dealing with the seventh day? We have to understand the spiritual understanding and the spiritual precept of what we're dealing with. But let me touch on some real quick. Let me go to, I think I want Matthew 28. Hold on, let me check. Let me see if I want to go to Jeremiah first before I go there. Give me one second. I'm going to either go to Jeremiah or Matthew. I'm not sure which one I want yet. All right, let's go to Jeremiah 31:35. Let's hit this first. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 35. Just to get some understanding. And before we read this, the Messiah fasted how long? Y'all should know this. Most Israel listening audience should know this. 40 days and 40 nights. All right, you see this, the separation there. Day, meaning day period, daylight. Night, meaning darkness. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. It rained on the earth for how long? 40 days and 40 nights. The Messiah was in the grave in the heart of the earth for how long? 40 days. I'm sorry, not 40 days. 3 days and 3 nights. All right. So we know that in all of these examples, plus what the Messiah said, plus what we read earlier, and plus what the ancient Hebrew definition said, in all of these examples, we see the word day represents when the sun is up. The word day is represented by daylight, and the word night is represented by darkness in all these examples. Likewise, the word day in Exodus 20 and 8, the simple command that the Almighty gave us, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So that's what we do. Keep that time period holy. And the night before that is the preparation time for the Sabbath day. You prepare. You get your food ready, get all the things ready concerning what you need for the Sabbath day. It's a day of praise to the Most High. It's a day to worship the Most High. It's a day to have a feast. It's a day to have fellowship with our brothers and our sisters. That's why it's a holy convocation. It's a day to learn these scriptures. When you go to services each and every Sabbath day, you find yourself being more wiser than you ever were in the scriptures. All right, we bouncing stuff off each other, iron sharpening iron. We getting into the scriptures. We digging into the scriptures. We digging into the Hebrew. All right, now you can't be deceived. Now everybody can't just come and tell you anything now. Then we have a body, you know, a fellowship now. We look out for one another. We have a brotherhood and a sisterhood, and we protect one another. And we can, hey, somebody said this, I have a question about this. We could go there. We could bounce it off each other. We could see, you know, what the answers to these matters are. Because people study everything else, but they don't study about their own salvation. People study to be nurses and doctors and school teachers, but you don't study about your own eternal life and your own salvation. Jeremiah 31 and 35 says, Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. So the Most High gave the sun for a light by day, Huh, think about that. That's the word Yoram again. And what does Yoram, what's the sign for the word Yoram? A light by day from the sun. So when we say we keep the Sabbath from sunrise to sunset, starting to make sense now. Because Yoram is for a light by day, a light from the sun. And we were told to keep Yoram holy, the seventh Yoram holy, the seventh day holy. So all we're doing, we're not adding to the commandment, we're not taking away from the commandment. We didn't add to by adding the night before. We didn't add to by adding the night after the seventh day. We kept it from sunrise to sunset, just as the Almighty commanded us to on the seventh day. Because the other days of the week, you could say, okay, well, these days, the night was attached to them in the beginning, originally. So when you go throughout time and you go throughout history, the Almighty kept the night attached to the first day and the second day and the third day, but not for the seventh day. All right, let's go to Matthew 28:1. And let's see one mistake some people make. But it's all about line upon line, precept upon precept. Matthew 28:1 says, so remember, the Messiah was in the heart of the earth. And the heart of the earth does not mean he was in Jerusalem for 3 days and three nights. Because they said, show us a sign. And he said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. So Jonah was in the whale's belly for 3 days and three nights, right? The people that was on the ship with him, they thought he died. They thought he was dead. They didn't expect to see him come back 3 days and three nights later prophesying, which he did. Likewise, that was the sign from the Messiah. Likewise, the Messiah, they all seen him die. He was in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Then he came back after that 3 days and three nights, rose from the dead. That is a sign. It's not a sign for him to be in Jerusalem for 3 days and three nights. That can't be the sign that he gave the people, because he was born in Jerusalem. He was born in Bethlehem, Judah. He was in Jerusalem at 12 years old in the temple. He was in Jerusalem all throughout these scriptures. That is no sign to spend three more days in the city that you spent your life in. That's not a sign. All right. So, with that being said, Matthew 28:1. Now, so we know that the Messiah was in the grave, in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And that he died on a Wednesday night. So he was in the grave for Wednesday night, Thursday daytime, Thursday night, Friday daytime. Did I do that right? Hold on. Let me start over. Wednesday night is one night. Thursday daytime, one day. Thursday night is two nights. Friday daytime, 2 days. Friday night is three nights. Saturday daytime is 3 days. When the sun set on Saturday, the end of the Sabbath, he arose. All right, that equated 3 days and three nights. He rose when the sun set on Saturday. Now let's pick up in Matthew 28:1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. Now, one mistake that people are making is they think that, okay, it says at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, just meaning the sun is coming up towards the first day of the week. This is what we would call early Sunday morning. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the sepulchre, and as we continue to read, he was already gone, right? Because he rose Saturday as soon as the Sabbath ended. All right? He rose as soon as the Sabbath ended. But he was already gone. But they're reading this to say that the Sabbath ended in the when they're reading this to say that Sunday morning when the sun rises means that's when the Sabbath ends. Their reading is to say that the Sabbath starts in the morning on Saturday, and then it goes through the night time, which we would call Saturday night, and then it ends in the morning on Sunday. Well, if you only just read this verse, you could very well think that that's what that's saying. But all it's saying is that the Sabbath had ended, because the Sabbath ended on Saturday when the sun set. Then that whole Saturday night was not part of the Sabbath, because no nighttime portion is a part of the Sabbath. All right. So all it's saying is that the Sabbath had ended, and then it began to dawn towards the first day of the week. It was already the first day of the week when the Sabbath ended, when we would call Saturday night. All right. When the sun sets on the Sabbath, it's already the first day of the week. All right, but it's the dark time portion of the first day of the week. All this is letting us know is that it's about to come into the daytime portion of the first day of the week. The nighttime portion always comes first, then the daytime. How do I know that? It's called line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Let's go to John chapter 20. We're going to read the exact same account, but John is going to let us know that this nighttime portion was already the first day of the week. It was just going to, the sun was about to rise on that same first day of the week. Let's go. John 20, and I'm going to read verse 1. Look what it says, the exact same account. It says, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and see if the stone taken away from the sepulchre." So we put those two together and we figure out what? It was still dark when they came, but it was already identified as the first day of the week. Well, if every day starts when the sun rises, this would have not been the first day of the week yet, because why? Read it again. "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark." So it's still dark, but Matthew chapter 28 and verse 1 let us know that it was about to rise. It was dawning towards the first day of the week. The sun was about to come up, but the sun didn't come up yet. It was still dark. It was early in the morning. It was still dark, but the sun gonna come up real soon. But it was the what? The first day of the week. And not only was it the first day of the week and it was still dark, the Sabbath had already ended. Well, if it was still dark and the Sabbath went through that nighttime portion, the Sabbath wouldn't have ended yet. All right, so that's all real clear, is that it was still dark. It was the first day of the week. Why? Because the darkness comes first of the first day of the week, and then the daylight portion of the first day of the week is going to come. Just as it says, even in the morning was day one, even in the morning was day two, three, four, five, and six. And when that ends on the sixth day, and that nighttime portion comes after the sixth day, it is the seventh night. The seventh night was just never attached to the seventh day. Why wasn't it attached? It's probably the last part. I'm going to clarify real quick. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 23. Let's hit a few of these. Matthew 6 and 23. "Because all of our holy days have spiritual understanding and spiritual precepts behind them." And let's just clarify a little bit of this. Matthew 6 and 23. It says, "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" So, just reading that, what are we getting from the word light? What are we getting from the word darkness? We're getting the spiritual precept here. We're getting the precept of, throughout the scriptures, darkness is represented by wickedness, and light is represented by righteousness. I'm going to read it again. The Messiah said what? "But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is thy darkness?" All right. So with that being said, go to Isaiah 60. Isaiah chapter 60. And We're going to read verse 1, 2, and 3. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. So again, the light is represented by righteousness. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So gross darkness is going to cover the people. Gross darkness is covering our people right now, because our people are not thinking about these holy days. Most of our people are not thinking about these commandments, not thinking about how to keep the Sabbath day right. Most of our people are gearing up for Christmas. Gross darkness has covered our people. And throughout the scriptures, darkness spoken like this is represented by wickedness. All right. So verse 3. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Just showing you how darkness is equated throughout the scripture and how light is equated throughout the scriptures. All right, because we got to get to a point. We got to have the people understand why the Sabbath day does not include night, because the Sabbath day is a holy day. The Sabbath day has no wickedness in it. All right, because darkness is represented by wickedness. It's just a spiritual precept that the Almighty was showing us. All right, Isaiah 11. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 11. And in Isaiah 11, this chapter is actually talking about the kingdom age, the 1,000-year reign of the Messiah, when the Messiah is going to come back to earth and rule on earth for 1,000 years. Now, that 1,000-year rule of the Messiah on earth for 1,000 years is represented by the seventh-day Sabbath. That 1,000-year reign is represented by the seventh day. A day is as 1,000 years. So the first day of the week is represented by the first 1,000 years. The second day of the week is represented by the second 1,000 years. The third day of the week is represented by the third 1,000 years, and so forth and so on. All right? So we're going to get a real quick picture of how the seventh day, which is represented by the 7,000 year, which we're going to read in Isaiah chapter 11, which is the millennial reign of the Messiah, that we can also read in Revelation chapter 20, that he's going to rule on earth for 1,000 years upon his second return. Isaiah 11 is talking about how the earth is going to look during that time period. So, not to read all of this, I just want to get right to the verse that I'm going to bring out, which is verse number 9. It says, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea. When the Messiah comes back on earth and rules on earth for 1,000 years, that's how the earth is going to look. The part that I skipped before this verse is talking about how the animals' nature is going to go back to how it was in the Garden of Eden. The lions won't be killing animals anymore to eat them or anything. Their nature is going to go back as it was in the Garden of Eden. Okay? And the Almighty says in verse 9, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Why? For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh as the waters cover the sea. So this day and night that we read, or this evening and morning that we read for the first day, the second day, the third day, this is representative of how the first 6,000 years will be of man's rule. Man is ruling the earth, and there's going to be wickedness going on in the earth, but there's also going to be righteousness going on in the earth. All right? It's going to be righteous people going on living in the earth. It's going to be wicked people living in the earth, but it's represented by the kingdoms and the men that live in the kingdom and all the deeds that will be done. Okay? Just like the wheat and the tare. The wheat represents the righteous people and the tare represents the wicked people. But they're both going to grow together until the harvest. They're both growing up together in this land, in this earth, among each other until the harvest. When the harvest comes, it'll be a separation. All right. And I talked about that during the feast. I talked about that, 2 weeks ago on this radio show. Talk about the harvest and what that actually means, the spiritual precept or the spiritual understanding of what that means. All right, so now that we have that, we have this understanding of what these things mean, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 60. And this time I'm going to read verse 12, Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 12.
For that nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. All right, and this is in the kingdom age as well. All right, let's read verse 14. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Yahweh and Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Okay, so again, this is all what's going to happen during the kingdom age. This is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to look during the kingdom age. All right, let's read verse 19 through 21 now. It says, the sun shall no more be thy light by day, neither brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. For Yahweh shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy Elohim thy glory. Thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For Yahweh shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. So the days of Israel's mourning shall be ended then. This is during that kingdom age. And during that kingdom age, we see what happens. The sun, Yahweh Shah, is going to be our light. All right, so the Messiah is going to be our light. And then it says, thy people also shall be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. All right, so we're seeing how that kingdom age is going to look. All right, and what we're seeing here is that it's going to be a righteous kingdom. All right, and we see how the Most High is going to shine in that kingdom. All right. So let's clarify this a little bit farther, because we need to make sure everybody understands. So let me go back to the book of the Secrets of Enoch. So I read about the first day through the sixth day in the book of the Secrets of Enoch, right? Now I'm going to pick up right where I left off with the seventh day. And then it says, after the seventh day, this is what it says. It says, and I assigned the eighth day to be the first day created after my work, and the first seven to revolve in the form of 7,000. At the beginning of the 8,000, I appointed an uncounted time and infinity, unmeasured by years, months, weeks, days, or hours. Okay, so the scripture is letting us know that the first 7 days of the week are to revolve in the form of 7,000. And if darkness, which is mixed in those first 6 days, is represented by wickedness, and light is represented by righteousness, then the first 6,000, or the first 6 days, which is represented by the first 6,000 years, are a mixture of wickedness and righteousness. But the seventh day, which is represented by the 7,000 year, which is the millennial reign of the Messiah, it will be a righteous kingdom. It will be a totally righteous kingdom. It won't be a wicked kingdom. There will be no wickedness in that kingdom. Right now, this kingdom we live in is righteousness and is wickedness. Therefore, it's day mixed with night. It's evening mixed with morning. But in that 7,000 year, that seventh day, it will be a righteous kingdom. Therefore, there was no darkness equated with the seventh day. That's why the Almighty commanded us to keep it, how the Almighty commanded us to keep it, because the Almighty is teaching us something. Just like he told us, Passover lamb, don't break a bone in his body. Well, if you don't know about the Messiah and you don't believe in the Messiah, Yahweh Shah, and you don't realize everything what happened to him was according to what was happening to that lamb in the Old Testament, because he was the sacrifice slain from the foundation of the world. That lamb in the Old Testament was nothing but a temporary replica of what the Messiah was going to do when the Messiah came. And it was prophesied before they ever started slaughtering lambs in the Old Testament. The Almighty wrote it in the stars when he gave it to Adam, and all the sons of Adam knew. And it's all through the scriptures. So likewise, the seventh-day Sabbath, the understanding, is all through the scriptures, and this is how it is. Sunrise to sunset on the seventh day. Sunrise to sunset Saturday. We don't add to, we don't take away. So, with that being said, that's just a clarification of what we're dealing with. I'm going to take maybe the next minutes to open up the phone lines for any callers that have anything to say, questions or comments. It don't even necessarily have to be concerning this topic. If you have something different to say, you can bring that out as well. We'll try to deal with it. But, yeah, I'll just leave it here. So I'm going to take the first caller, area code 513. 513, shalom, shalom, you on the air? Shalom, can you hear me? Area code 513? 213? All right, let me go back to it because you might have hit it by accident. So I'm going to try to... Shalom, 513. All right. They may have hit one by accident. If you didn't and you want to get online, just hit number one. It'll take you off my queue. And then hit number one again, and it'll put you right back on. It'll let me know that you wanted to speak. All right. So, yeah, but that's the clarification. So if anybody want to come on, have anything to say, any questions or comments, hit number one. I'll get you on. All right. But that is the clarification as far as the Sabbath day. When it really is, according to scripture, when it really is, according to the ancient Hebrew, different things like that, you know, how the Almighty commanded us to keep it. So, therefore, we keep it that way. It is definitely something that most are not doing, but we do know it's picking up. And, you know, it's quite a few people that have grabbed a hold of this information over the years. Definitely recently. More people has been kind of seeing it. I would say within the past 5 to 10 years, more people has been seeing that, okay, this is how the Sabbath day is and different things like that. But it always takes a dialogue for us to just come together and really dialogue on these things. Definitely a good thing to do for us to get together, because some of, you know, what I stated today, I'm sure some have never heard. Everybody have their own different schools that they, you know, school of thoughts. Different people they study with, study from, different things like that. So when we all come to the table, it can always be very interesting. But definitely this is another thing that need to be brought out among our people, because I know a lot of our people, especially that are new to this information and new to this knowledge, they're like, okay, well, I work Monday through Friday. It's winter time now. The sunset is like 5:30. You know, by the time I get off work, it's 5 o'clock. I don't really have time to prepare for the Sabbath, and then by the time I, you know, get home, I can't really prepare because it's the Sabbath day. You know, once it's 5:30 hit, it's the Sabbath day. I can't do anything. I can't prepare. I can't do any work or anything. No, that's actually the preparation time. That's the time that you can prepare, you know. And so it's causing a great burden on some of our people, especially that's new to this truth, that's not really used to just always week after week preparing. It's causing a great burden because they feel like they need to be ready by a time that the Almighty didn't tell them to be ready by. All right. When we're looking at that word day, just as I was breaking down earlier. So now you come home, now you can relax, like, okay, I got time to prepare. It's dark time. You know, it's the seventh night. This is the preparation time for the seventh day. All right. The Almighty never said keep the seventh night holy. All right. So it's the preparation time. So it is the time to prepare on what we call Friday night. You prepare for the Sabbath day. Prepare when that sun rises the next day, because that's the day we were commanded not to work, commanded to keep holy. So definitely that's how we do it. So I don't want to ramble on too much, but I want to see if I'm going to give a few more minutes, see if anybody else have any other questions or comments. I don't think I'm going to go into any more scripture or anything like that concerning this, and definitely not another topic or anything like that. I was going to hit Revelations, but I don't think I'm going to hit it now. So I'm going to give, see if anybody else have any comments or anything they want to hit number one, talk to me, bring up. And if not, I want to definitely say now, before I forget again, don't forget about the men's conference we have coming up. Don't forget about the brew out that we have coming up as well. The men's conference is in Cincinnati, Ohio, December the 21st and 22nd. The brew out being thrown by Us Israel Now, I Rep ENT, Mind Culture, brother in Atlanta, Taoud. We all hooking up together. It's going to be a great event as well. February the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. 3-day event. A lot of things we have going on. So it's going to be great music, great fellowship, great teaching, great everything. So definitely you want to make both of these events if you can. But so what I'm going to do at this point, I think I'm going to just go out. I want to tell everybody thanks again for listening in. Join us again next Monday, 8 p.m. I'm going to go out with a song and just say shalom, shalom.
Good evening, Justice.
You gonna go, who you gonna run to, run, run, pin the family against you, I know where to go, y'all's the only one to run.
Who can I run to? seeking an escape. I was so, so deaf, such a brat out of place. Heart jagged like a rock harder than your face. Get shots of the word, narrow path, never swerve. I don't kick it, hypothetic, all action like a verb. I can see the promise, all I have to do is bend the curve. Trolling for the souls, Torah cheat code. Kicking it with bruises, how I get my reload. Chosen seat in Detroit, then my people. Y'all's house in Louisville, I love them equal. True bruise, serving y'all, rested in the sheepfold. We are one in fact, spiritually attacked. Marching towards Zion, we are never looking back. Sun scorching by and in your wings shade us from that. We thank you, Abba Yah, cause you never fail. Staying on track, never be derailed.
I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on
this
the
world
rock.
In covenant with lies and confusion, left under the falsehood of society's illusion. Fraternal brotherhood is half the time, keep choosing the tight bruise for the love of money, push delusion. Masons build without the chief cornerstone, a sure foundation laid out in Zion. Strong tower, if it fall on you, it'll crush it into powder. If you fall on it, then you will get broken like
I'm
an apple.
I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning
on your
rock.
Own heart, that's a terrible start. It's only death in the end. I'm asking Yah for his mark. Wanna be like Noah and them,
yeah.
When he told them build the ark. Right before the flood came to drown the women and men. Let this connect to your speakers. Hope it knocks sense in your speakers. I disconnect with your pastor. Goes off and lean when he's speaking. Your church must be wake forward. Too many demons and deacons. Way too much lean in that cup. So I'd rather lean on the kingdom. My cup runneth over. Y'all put all these words in my leader. Follow your Yahweh Shah, the leader, side by side like them keeper. That's them 12 disciples. All you heathens is rivals. Swiper snatching from my scriptures. Don't lean on the idol. Sword drawn in the reason for the blood is the Bible. Yeah, the blood and the lamb. Yeah, Yah's the reason. Too much fruit up on this tree to pick, so why try and glean it? I need the rule I took from strength in me and keep me from leaning.
I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock.
Hit the block, tell them about Yah. Let them know the word God. A false god. See, I go against the odds, slamming truth like a pog, like Moshe when he struck it. Gave water to the flock. Our communities are dry. This is water to the block. When I say lean, I don't mean no codeine.
I am not a fiend on the devil's puppet strings. I declare Yah's word so that you can be redeemed. Plus the songs are super hot and the delivery is clean. All glory to the Ruach, he be helping me do out. Supernatural flow, fluid across the globe for those thirsting for more. Hold up, fluid across the globe. My occupation is killing tracks to save your soul. You other elves are sinking sand, and that's for sure. When the storm comes, please tell me where you're
going. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning, I'm leaning. I'm leaning on the rock I stand. I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock, I'm leaning on the rock.